This is BBC Surrey.
Let's now turn our attention to the intellectually high-octane world of mathematics. Alan Turing was the mathematician from Guildford whose genius it was behind the cracking of the Enigma code in World War II. It seems rather fitting then that a single tweet, which is a 140-character internet message, sparked a campaign to save most of his life's work, which could have been lost, never to be seen or heard of again. 15 of his papers are now on display at Bletchley Park. They and other items, such as the teddy bear that he used to practice lectures on, I'm not making this up, make up the most comprehensive display of Alan Turing's life and work. That desolate tweet, as she describes it, was sent by the museum's director of operations, Kelsey Griffin. We can speak to her now. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Nick.
So tell us the story then. Many people will not have heard of Alan Turing, so can you go back to brass tacks for us?
Sure. Alan Turing was one of the preeminent codebreakers at Bletchley Park. His contribution to the outcome of World War II was hugely significant. A collection of his papers came up for sale on the Christie's website in November 2010, which I spotted. I look after the Bletchley Park Twitter account. The guide price of £200,000 to £300,000 was completely beyond the means of Bletchley Park Trust to buy them. So I just sent out a single tweet saying if only the museum could buy this collection for the museum and its visitors.
And Gareth, is it Halfacre, Gareth, or Half a Cree? Sorry, I haven't got your surname correct in my head here. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how do you pronounce your surname?
It's Half a Cree.
Is Half a Cree. You subscribed to the tweets that come from Bletchley Park, as a good computing journalist should, and you thought, this is important. What did you do?
Well, I'd seen the original tweet from Kelsey, and I'd also seen various other people pick it up and say, oh, yes, you know, this would be an important collection to have at Bletchley Park if only it could happen somehow. And I thought to myself, well, it's unlikely. I mean, as Kelsey says, a guide price of £200,000 to £300,000. There was a deadline to the auction of 11 days. But I thought, if you don't ask, you don't get. It's always worth trying. And I just set up a small collection using a website called Just Giving, where people could donate any amount of money, which would go straight to Bletchley Park, and which could be put in a pot to potentially buy them at auction.
You're not telling me you raised £200,000 in 11 days?
Sadly not. Once the 11-day deadline was up, we'd raised about £28,500.
Yeah.
Which is still...
it's not to be sniffed
money,
at. No.
Obviously,
it proves you're serious.
Away from the goal.
Yeah.
But thankfully, the sheer thrust of public support for it caused it to come to the attention of Google, and they pledged $100,000 towards the fund.
Wow.
And then various other organisations and private individuals came forward, and eventually the full sum was finally raised.
And Kelsey, Turing is also known as one of the founding fathers of modern computing, so I guess that's why people like Google, the geniuses that run that organisation, recognise what Alan Turing has done and want to respect his work and respect where he did most of his work.
Well, absolutely. And the papers are hugely significant to the development of the modern computer, and that I think was what I think Gareth will know better, but I think that's the what sparked his interest and also the interest of Google. Absolutely.
Gareth, is it, I mean, just because people, I know some scientists and I know some mathematicians, and they revere the work of Alan Turing. For a layperson, could you kind of put into context just how important this man and his brain was to not only modern computing, but the war effort as well?
Well, Turing was a polymath. He excelled in various fields. He wrote a paper which has recently been experimentally proven on morphogenesis, which is the formation of patterns in the fur of animals. He also did work on computing. His work on computable numbers is generally considered to be the first accurate description of what forms the basis of a modern programmable computer. Obviously, there had been work done prior to that, going back to Babbage's analytical engine and difference engine, which were mechanical computers that could calculate, but that was specifically created to do a specific form of calculation. Where Turing saw things differently, he proposed a computer system which could run any calculation. You could program it to do anything you wanted. And he came up with the concept of a universal machine where any computer, given enough time and enough memory, can perform exactly the same computations as any other computer. And it's that concept which underpins modern computing. Your mobile phone, given enough time, can do exactly the same thing as your laptop, your desktop, the servers that run the BBC websites. They're all universal machines.
So Mr. Turing's theories are directly responsible for the number of screens that I'm surrounded by here in the studio at BBC Surrey Breakfast. And yet, Kelsey, he practices lectures on a teddy, so he had a human side after all.
Yes, that was what was so astonishing. After the papers finally came to their resting home at Bletchley Park, members of the Turing family came forward with what are incredibly rare personal belongings of Alan Turing, including Porgy, a teddy bear that he bought as an adult and used to practice his lectures on at Cambridge. Very poignantly, a lovely letter written in 1975, which was 20 years after his death, a letter to his mother explaining to her, and the first she'd ever heard of his huge contribution to the outcome of World War II and to the development of the modern computer. We also have some prize books he was awarded at school, and some tankards for his rowing achievements at Cambridge. So these really lift the papers and add a very human dimension to the
Wonderful.
Collection.
And so all now on permanent display at Bletchley Park for anyone who wants to come and visit?
Absolutely, and I would very much encourage people to come and visit.
All down collection. To, well, I'm sure they absolutely will, and all you have to do is put Bletchley Park into any Google search, and obviously you'd want people to choose the Google search engine, wouldn't you, to do that?
Absolutely.
After the donation that they made, and you can go along and see it for yourself. All thanks to your tweet, picked up by Gareth Harfacree. My thanks to Kelsey and Gareth for coming on the programme this morning. What an amazing tale about an extraordinary man.